Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info,
you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh.
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend
us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun as the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves both take one step closer to the World Series. Home field advantage has meant nothing. Nothing. These goggles do nothing. I want everybody to be careful, people. We're using real acid right now, and I feel like I'm bathing in toxic acid right now as the Los Angeles Dodgers get punched in the mouth. And in fact, so did the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox and the Dodgers lost by a combined score of 18-3. Houston wins 9-1. Atlanta wins 9-2. The Atlanta Braves are now just one win away, as are the Houston Astros. The Astros are up 3-2 right now, and they're going back to H-Town. They just need to win one of the two games. They go to the World Series. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves have one more in Los Angeles tomorrow. So if they win the game tomorrow, then they're off to the World Series. If not, they go back to the ATL this weekend. And let us remind you that the Atlanta Braves had a 3-1 series lead on the Los Angeles Dodgers last year. Since 1979, 10 teams have come back from 3-1 down. 3-1 down, it's actually pretty common. And if you're a Dodger fan, you can take solace in that it actually is pretty common. A bunch of teams have blown 3-1 leads. It happens all the time. And in fact, the Atlanta Braves did it last year to the Los Angeles Dodgers. But feels a little bit different right now. Justin Turner is most definitely out. I don't need to be Dr. David Chow to tell you that Justin Turner is going to be out. All right, that sucks. Max Muncy's already out. That sucks. It's going to be a bullpen game tomorrow, which I don't really understand how we found ourselves in this position right now because we started the damn series with a bullpen game. But whatever, man, they mismanaged Julio Urias through this series. He gets lit up tonight, didn't have his stuff. Dodgers dug themselves a hole, couldn't get out of it. But with that being stated, the series isn't over until it's over. And same thing with Boston. I think Boston right now, Boston had a hangover from last night, all right? They had a hangover from last night, and it carried over into the day game today. I think Boston's actually going to win the next game. I think we're going 7 games. We thought it was going to go 7 games before the series started. I think that series is still going 7 games. And I do believe the Los Angeles Dodgers, I have a belief in this team. So I believe that they're going to go back to Atlanta. Can they win 3 in a row? I don't know. Not the way they're playing right now. The Atlanta Braves have been the better team. The Atlanta Braves have been the better team. They just have been. They're also the healthier team, but there's no excuses. They're taking care of business, man. They're hitting home runs. They're making plays in the field. The Los Angeles Dodgers leaving runners in scoring position constantly. Trey Turner's been AWOL. You know, Atlanta's been the better team. But it's the first of 4, not the first of 3. It's the Late Night Anger Management class. It's the Wicked Wednesday. I am Gabe Morency. Let's do this thing. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between is our AM radio affiliates. Join the party on SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. While both the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves are now just one win away from the World Series, and a probable World Series at that, as the Houston Astros beat down the Boston Red Sox. Of course, last night there was a controversial call at Fenway, and it seems like the Red Sox just couldn't shake it off. It was an early start today for Boston. I think that played against them as well. Chris Sale wasn't terrible early. He was striking guys out, but Houston took an early lead, man. And when these road teams take an early lead, man, it gives a lot of confidence in that dugout, and it's what happened tonight at Chavez Ravine in seemingly a perfect situation and a perfect spot for the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. They had Urias on the hill. We're talking about the number and the line for this game closed at minus 235. Minus 235 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, really? I mean, you got a bullpen game for the Braves. You got Urias on the hill. The Dodgers came back last night. They're, you know, this is why you got to play the game, right? This is why, you know, you got to play the game. And tomorrow, the Braves have Max Fried going, and the Dodgers have a bullpen game. So, like I said, I don't know how the hell the Dodgers found themselves in the position of a bullpen game again. I mean, you guys spent $200 million, and we don't have any pitchers to throw on the hill here, it seems. But I can tell you right now that the Dodgers are actually favorites in this game. The Dodgers are minus 136 favorites right now. We'll be a bullpen game, so Canable's most likely going to get the ball against Max Fried, who is arguably the best pitcher the Atlanta Braves have, right? But listen, it's one game at a time, man. Dodgers win tomorrow. They go back to Atlanta, and they have Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler going, right? They'd have Max Scherzer up next and then Walker Buehler in a game seven. Right, so that's the way this plays out right now. And if you're the Dodgers, I think you take that proposition. Hell, I know I'll take that proposition right now. Wild stuff, man, in Portland. The Portland Timbers. They were up like 2-0. The Vancouver Whitecaps scored three straight goals. That doesn't happen. Say what? NBA basketball, Raptors get punched in the mouth. First game back was an embarrassment, a beatdown. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics, a classic at MSG. We tracked a late-night action. We're on the Sacramento Kings and the Denver Nuggets, plus the points. The Raging Redhead steps up and in. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The late night anger management class. I can't bear it any longer either. But I can't leave. I want to leave. I can't leave. Hey, it's 180 minutes. So we're ready or not. Here we go. Man, being a sports fan can really effing suck, doesn't it, man? Man, like, if you're a real fan of these teams, it really is gut-wrenching. It's draining. It's frustrating. And, you know, it's just emotionally taxing when your team plays every, like, these daily games, man. This Dodger stuff, it's starting to catch up to them. I was thinking about it, too, because I was actually just tired watching the game. Like, I was drained watching the game. And, you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers were in a extremely, extremely intense division battle all year long with San Francisco. And they both put the pedal to the metal, man. All right? They put the pedal to the metal down the stretch, these teams. Then the Dodgers played in the wild card game, a very emotionally taxing series against San Francisco. It's just sort of all starting to catch up to them a little bit right now. And Justin Turner's now injured. So we were talking earlier about, well, since 1979, there's been 10 teams that have come back from a 3-1 deficit, including last year's Los Angeles Dodgers. And that was on a neutral field, we should note, last year. But it feels a little bit different right now. You know, if you're watching a series, the Atlanta Braves have been a better team. If you're watching a series, the Atlanta Braves seem to be the fresher team, the healthier team. They just are. And these aren't excuses, as I stated. Yes, the Dodgers have a ton of injuries. But, yes, the Atlanta Braves have been a better team. Two things can be right at the same point in time. I know it's hard for today's sports fan jackass to understand that. Right? I'm seeing people on Twitter tonight, like, already ripping NBA players. It's the first game of the year. Like, don't you guys get, like, isn't it draining just to, like, constantly tweet negative crap constantly? Like, doesn't it drain you? Like, I'm just wondering. Like, it's amazing to me, man. It drains me reading it. It drains me, like, just, yeah, you know, look at this stuff. This guy sucks. Everybody sucks. LOL, this guy missed a shot. This guy, that. It's like, whatever, dude. That guy's got, like, a million times more talent than you do. Hundreds of more millions of dollars than you do. And doesn't know you exist. Well, you sit at home, I don't know, like, talking about him. Like, maybe it's like trolls. I guess it makes their life feel better somehow. I don't know. Like, do you really think, like, it's hurting anyone's feelings or, like, you know what I mean? But it's just a constant negativity. I try to pick my spots. You got to pick your spots, right? Otherwise, people just tune you out, right? If you're raging about everything all the time, then you know what? Yeah, it's the little boy that cried wolf. What I will somewhat rage about, and I don't really want to use the term rage, but what I will say is Trey Turner. As I just mentioned, so Justin Turner pulled up his hammy, all right? Running the first base, and I'm not one of these guys. I'm not a big, like, I am an effort guy and a hustle guy, but I also think, you know, running to first base and busting your ass is stupid as well. And that's what happened. Justin Turner was busting his ass to first base on a play that meant nothing, that was not going to do anything, even if he got on first base, and he ends up pulling his hamstring. Now, I'm not saying that, listen, you never try because you can get hurt, but it just is. But, you know, with it now especially, and let's be real, it's not like Justin Turner's had a great postseason either, okay? I mean, he's hitting like 200, so it's not like he's had a great postseason. But Trey Turner's been a disaster. And I don't like throwing players under the bus until the series is over. Or, you know, even like throwing them under the bus, right? Like, it does. If you lose the series, it doesn't mean you suck. But at the same point in time, I mean, this guy, Trey Turner, has just completely disappeared. Completely disappeared. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, Cody Bellinger didn't have a great year, but he stepped up with a couple of big-time hits. Corey Seager has stepped up with big-time hits. Will Smith has stepped up with big-time hits. Mookie Betts. You know, the one guy that's been AWOL has been Trey Turner. And not just like, you know, he's hitting .167 in the postseason is the lack of contact. Like, meekly hit back to, you know, the pitcher. Meekly hit to the second baseman. There's just a lot of meekness. If that's a word. If it isn't, it should be. So, no excuses. Yeah, the Dodgers have a ton of injuries, and now they're going to have to play without Justin Turner as well. And, oh yeah, Max Fried is on the hill. Atlanta had been a better team. But, you know, baseball has a way, and sports have a way of momentum can change quickly. It's really just a day-by-day, game-by-game situation. And that's all the Dodgers can do right now. That's all. You know, one thing I will say, too, though, is that the fact that the Atlanta Braves did blow that lead last year, I think has them even more, you know, more defensive, cautious, and aware of not repeating history. I mean, the Dodgers, it's easy to forget. Like I said, nobody ever remembers that stuff, right? Nobody ever says, oh, but the Braves had a 3-1 series lead. Yeah, nobody cares. The Dodgers are the ones with the rings. The Dodgers won the championship. They're the ones with the banner. So 3-1 isn't the end. If anybody's been paying attention to the baseball playoffs, there's a lot more drama to come. And like I said, I took Houston today. That was one of the only smart things I did today. I did take the Houston Astros. I can tell you right now, the numbers are identical. The Houston Astros are minus 136. The Boston Red Sox are plus 116. TBD v. TBD. And Dodgers, TBD versus TBD. Except we know it's Max Fried. So I don't know why I don't know why he's not listed right now. The Dodgers is a bullpen game. So the Astros are minus 136 on Friday, and the Dodgers are minus 136 tomorrow. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think the Astros will win on Friday. I think that series is going to go 7 games, and we'll go all in on the Dodgers once again tomorrow. I haven't gone all in yet on one of these games. I haven't had that, like, yeah, I'm putting $3,000 to $5,000 down on this one. Tomorrow might be the one. Tomorrow might be the one because, I've got the Dodgers to win the World Series. I've got the Dodgers to win this series, all of which is obviously fading faster than the Cleveland Browns to win their division ticket that I have. So I almost, like, I want to cash out, like, one last time here. Like I said, I got belief. Baseball is weird, man. Like, today the Dodgers were supposed to win easily, and the Braves won easily. Now it's going to line up that, oh, look, the Dodgers have the bullpen, and it's Max Fried. Today the Braves are going to win. I think the Braves will get a little, we'll see. Like, they blew the 3-1 lead last year, so will they get, I was going to say maybe they get anxious. You know what I mean? That they're up 3-1 and they get ahead of themselves, but after blowing the lead last year, it's hard to make that argument. Hard to make that argument, isn't it? All right, so we'll get into this. We got Jay Jaffe joining us from Fangraphs, one of the smartest baseball guys in the business. We'll get into the robot umps. I had a poll question up earlier. Do you want robot umps? We'll get you guys the responses, actually. I haven't checked in on the poll in a couple hours. I'm curious to see how it's doing right now. For the record, as useless as these stupid old men Major League Baseball umpires are, I do not want robots. I just want better human umpires. There's a novel concept. Instead of machines, how about we do better? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah, everybody sucks. Everything sucks. I am Gabriel Moranci. This show doesn't suck, though. The show doesn't suck, and the Denver Nuggets don't suck. I'm holding a baseball in my hand right now. For those of you just tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 204 and at a Mightier 1090, and it feels good. But I got to tell you, it's probably a bad idea because I can't just help but think about, like, throwing this baseball, like, right at my television. But then, Now, then tomorrow I'd have to go buy a new TV, and like it would just make it worse, but it would feel good. I got to tell you. Like there's a TV in front of me right now that I'm just thinking this baseball would look pretty good, like right in the middle of this thing. All right. Let's start off. You know, I'm going to shake things up right now. Babano, are you there, Babano?
Yeah, we're here. What's up, guys?
How you doing, Babano? All right. Just figure I'd throw the curveball, speaking of a little curveball. Introduce Babano first. Now let's bring in the man, the Raging Redhead, the legend himself, who I got a feeling is really about to start smashing things, actually. Cam Stewart, what's going on, Cam?
Hey, Gabe, how you doing, buddy? You know what? I'm past that point now. Now I'm just... I just want to cry, to be honest
apathetic.
With you.
Curl up into a apathetic. Ball.
Like, honest to God, I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't have the energy to get angry anymore. I had some idiot from Rogers here all day that was supposed to fix things. But you know what? Whatever. It is what, you know, like, hey, we're going to win games. We're going to lose games. That baseball game sucked. I chased the Dodgers live, but like +4.5. That was a disaster. I need the Blues in hockey. But if they lose, you know what, Marenzi, I'm going to take your attitude. Life goes on. I want to smash things too, but that's just going to make the problems worse. So, you know what? Who cares? We're still alive. That's a good thing. I'll take that as a positive right now.
I usually don't feel like this. Like, I don't care about the losing, even though we've been on a cold spell since last Friday. It's the being the fan part that's pissing me off. And normally I don't, because that's the thing. I don't play for the Dodgers. I don't get a World Series ring. It doesn't change my life. But I'm taking it too serious. I've been taking it seriously. And it's been building up. And it's like the emotional investment. And it's freaking draining and angering, right? So it just is. But it's part of the process. You know, if your team is good and you go deep in the playoffs, you gotta live with it. And you got to stress yourself out. So...
Blues just scored, Cam. I got good news for you. 2-1.
The 2-1 St. Louis Blues.
Thanks, Babano. That's a little bit better. Thank you. Appreciate that, buddy.
Oh, he didn't score.
Let's get Cam in a good mood. That's what we're talking about.
Babano's not the one that scored.
I just don't know why I bother. Like, you know, I got guys fixing stuff that never gets fixed. Like, it's just, you're just wasting my time. Like, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm mad about. I don't care about anything else. These games, win or lose, Gabe, will have good days and bad days. I'm just ready to, I don't understand. That's what I just don't understand, like, what's going on. But anyway, the Nuggets are doing good, buddy. We need them. What do you take... Sacramento too.
I did, in fact, take Sacramento and the over, so I'm happy with that game.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was my. Those were the two NBA late picks that we gave: Denver Nuggets plus the points, Sacramento Kings plus the points. I went bigger on Denver, but impressive performance tonight for the Nuggets and for Sacramento as well. So, yeah, we got one late NHL hockey game going on right now. The St. Louis Blues was a very trendy and popular pick this evening. The Blues have taken a 2-1 lead right now. And, there's only 8 minutes left, actually, in the third period of play. So we're coming down to the wire here. So what's going on with the golf, Cam? This stuff started earlier in Japan. What happened in the end? What happened?
No, it's still going. That's what I'm watching right now. That
they're still
the
playing
game, and it's actually hilarious. Everything we say on the show, like when we rip a guy or something, then he does great. Remember the big theory this week? Hey, Joaquin Niemann, when are you ever going to do anything? You know, you and Zalatoris, your price. Like he's leading right now, but Hideki's right there. He's 3 under. So yeah, no, it's a good leaderboard. We got Brendan, Man of Steel, 4 under. Niemann, 4 under. And Hideki's right there. I'm watching the golf. We got a couple first-round leaders that still got a chance, too, with Johnny Vegas and K.H. Lee, part of these guys. So they're there. But good start, Gabe. Hideki's 3 under, and the leaders are at 4. He's right up there.
Brendan Steele right now, right at the top. But Niemann's right there. Oh, and look at this. Iwata's going on a run right now.
Yeah,
local.
The only Japanese guy didn't take Iwata. He's 5 under through 9, going bananas.
Babano's golf guy last week said Ricky Fowler. We all laughed. He came close, Babano. If you would have gave us a top 20 or top 10 there, it would have cashed a ticket. Well, if somebody did play that, which I'm sure nobody did.
Yeah, it was an each way for me. I got some of that from his top 3 finish, so I'll take it. It was good. Good call.
What, you play every one of his plays? Like in each way?
Well, the bigger odds, like I'm talking about like 50-1 or higher. He wouldn't do that with the favorites, obviously.
But you have like 38 picks, Babetto. Like that would literally be like 200 plays if you played all of that.
Yeah, I'm even saying that's a lot of money. It's a lot of bread.
That is, but for the longer shots like a Ricky Fowler last week, it was worth it to put the each-way bet in place.
You bet Ricky Fowler last week?
Yeah.
At 400-1 or whatever the hell he was.
Yeah. I'll take
Cam,
your golf stuff. Yeah.
Cam, I wish we had the lie detector test Ready? Out right now. I don't believe you. I don't believe it. So out of all the picks that you had last week, that's the one that you put in, Ricky Fowler.
No, I know. I bet them all. So I bet the other guys too. So, but we got Ricky as well. No, I bet all of them. I bet every pick he sends me.
I don't know. Like I said, I've always wanted a lie detector on this show. I really do. I wish like we had the technology. You know what I mean? Is the battle lying?
I agree.
Small amount.
Well,
no,
we used
small
to,
amount.
Back in the day, we had a gong and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, a lie detector would be real good with sound effects too, like dee dee dee, like while it's going.
Yeah,
on.
Lie detector. Yeah. I think Babana would be in trouble a lot with the lie detector test.
Well, we always say he's with a lady tie cat, and he's always like, oh no, like he tells the truth about not having sex, but other things I question.
Yeah, I know, exactly. This all started because of Cohen's constant lying, right? I said, man,
yes.
We gotta get a lie detector test on the show here. Yeah, exactly. Get the polygraph out. We don't have the polygraph.
Yeah, Steve and Butthead said, get the polygrip test ready. Yeah.
Polygrip. Dentures.
Yeah.
You're the best, buddy. Yeah, Gabe, they're really rocking that Joe Namath insurance commercial. Him and Jimmy Walker, Dynamite, those guys are, they must get paid by the ads. They're on every channel.
Yeah, there's something going on. Joe Namath, he's pushing something hard, bro. He's like, time might be running out, cash in. He's basically, they got some new scale. I don't know, he's got something going on about whatever state you're in. I don't know. Something about, like, COVID relief funds, I think. The Medi-Cal, dude. Namath's got something going on. Like, I love it. Whatever state you are in, you might get prescription drugs for free. Dental coverage for free. It's free. Prescription drug coverage. I could care less. I like it too, people. It's
he
like
could
a jerk.
Care less about the team struggling. Yeah.
Poor Babano comes on the show, and it's like the people are like the chat's like a jury, Cam. Some people are like, yeah, I believe him. Some people don't. Hanger, Babano, I gotta tell you, like if you're ever like on a civil case or something like that, you don't want Hanger. Hanger's always like, I don't believe.
That's true. Hanger's always doubting Babano. It's very
Hanger's
true.
Like skeptic. Yeah. Hanger's skeptic.
Yeah. Hanger doesn't believe your golf guy. That. You can call in if you want, Hanger. You can tell us what are you skeptical of? Because I've always noticed he's skeptical of the golf guy all the time. He's like, who's good? He doesn't have a golf guy. He's like, God. Like I said,
he didn't play on the tour or anything. It's just I call him my golf guy because he's the guy I bet his picks. He's the for golf, yeah.
Golks are stepping up for you, Babano. Goats are stepping up.
Said,
Babano's my guy, he says.
I'm doing a million shows every day telling people what I bet, so I can't really lie, you know?
Bye. I got to give Goatster some credit there, too, Gabe. He had Rory last week, so that was a pretty hot pick. That was a good pick by Goatster there.
Excellent. Did he? Did he?
That's what he tells me.
No, I'm kidding. It's all good.
By the way, 25th anniversary today of Jim Mora's epic diddly poo. Post-game press conference. It is one of the funniest things I've seen still in a post-game coaching rant to this day. So 25 years ago today from Jim Mora Sr., we didn't do diddly-poo offensively. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. Every time they got the ball, they got points. We sucked. In the second half, we sucked. You know, we played like horse crap. That's what it boiled down to, horse crap.
The Jim Mora's epic. Epic. I think you're going to tell us about
playoffs.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Come on, Babano.
Yeah.
That's the one he's most remembered for.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his best one, though. No, that diddly. If you search that, Jim Mora diddly poo.
Playoffs is the one.
Comes up ripping. Yeah.
Playoffs. Playoffs. I don't know if we'll win another game. Make the playoffs.
Raps on the show today. Come on, Babano. You got to bring it up there. Like, come on. Let's go.
Kim, Babano's the best. You bring up some random rant that he has in the playoffs. It's killing me tonight. You know what, though? Mike Ditka did the same thing as Mora. And I'll tell you, every time coaches do that, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because I remember Mora, I remember that meltdown, Cam. And he goes, playoffs, I don't know if we'll win another damn game. And they did it, right?
Exactly.
I remember Mike Ditka said the same thing about the Bears once. He goes, God, we're bad. He goes, I don't know if we're going to win another game. He said it like week 9 or something, and they did it. It's like, dude, you know, if you're a coach, probably shouldn't say that. Like, all right, more with Babano and Cam on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Shout out to Alex Smith. Great hockey handicapper, one of the ice guys. He's in our chat. He's defending Babano. You cappers all stick together, huh? You guys are like jockeys and doormen. You all stick together. Alex Smith's like, no, the diddly poo rant is good. I don't even remember the diddly poo. I sort of. Playoffs to me is it's the playoff. Well, come on. It's the playoffs. I am Morenci. Kicking it with a raging red of Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, with us. So I'm just thinking today, guys, think about this. Underdog parlay today. App State, Atlanta Braves, Houston Astros. Equal a lot of money, Cam. And you know, I'm surprised, Cam, and I'm not calling you out. And even me, I'm not myself the last, like, 4 or 5 days. But you're going against, like, even, like, you know, you got caught up in it. Normally, you'd be like, oh, yeah, the Braves are +2 this. I'm going to go against the narrative.
Yeah, like the Dodgers.
App State. I know, just all of it. I'm not the only one. You saw Sharapan decked out in Dodger gear. Oh, the Dodgers are going to kill him. Everyone, they're going to kill him.
The brainwashing. I like dogs, right? The thing is, I like to make things easy on myself in the afternoon. I don't like going against. It's easier when we're on a side. But the thing is, I'm not going to lie. I like the value of the Braves. I just didn't think the Dodgers would, like, bow down. Like, the way they got beat today, it was just like, guys, you can't
go down
every game and think you're going
to
come back. It's like the Braves should have been, they should have had misery in the way they lost, but instead they were the ones that came back and punched him in the face. Like, they're a resilient club. Like, the Dodgers, you guys are a little bit too Hollywood. You better figure this thing out quick, because the Braves, they're all business, man. You don't mess with these guys.
And Arias couldn't locate his pitches all the game. I mean, his location was off most of that early part of the game, and Atlanta took advantage of it.
Yeah, you know what? The Braves have been the better team in a series, right? They have been. They've been hungrier. You know, I think losing last year has motivated them, pissed them off that they blew the 3-1 lead to this team. But yeah, the Dodgers' flat starts have done them in, and now they're without Justin Turner as well, which is big. But the underdogs just keep barking, and we've already got a number for tomorrow night. I'll tell you right now. The Dodgers, they're going to start. It's a bullpen game. It'll be Knebel going. The Atlanta Braves are +116 with Max Fried, Cam. yeah, it's hard to say that that's not a good play, but it's sort of the opposite of the narrative right now, right? It's like, oh, boy, yeah, the Dodgers are screwed. They've got Knebel starting. It's a bullpen start for the Dodgers, and all the Braves have their ace on the hill. You know the script. It's going to go backwards now. You know, the Dodgers will be, they'll score first tomorrow. The Dodgers are 6-0 in their last six elimination games, right? They have been good with their backs against the wall. Now it's an elimination game. They also know they have Max Scherzer waiting for Saturday and Walker Buehler on Sunday if it goes that far. They just need to get out of this game tomorrow, at least to extend this and make things interesting. But it's a good way of putting it, Cam. They have been just a little too Hollywood. Atlanta's doing what it takes, and L.A. is just sort of, you know, caught flat-footed here. Atlanta's
the... Well, the way I see it, Morency, it's simple, right? And you brought up the point. You take Atlanta when they're plus 200 and change. Even with Fried, who's awesome, at that price, it's like, oh, okay, the Dodgers can still beat you. That's the thing. It's like the opportunity to take Atlanta at a crazy price, those are the ones that, like, that are cashing in. I got to be honest with you. The Dodgers are, like, despite them being Hollywood, they're not going down without a fight. They got, like, too many professionals on that team. All they got to do is get the pitchers, you know, through the first couple innings. Don't give Atlanta any runs, and they'll be fine in that game. They win the second game, anything's possible. But let's give the Atlanta Braves credit, and the sports books were wrong. You know, the bottom line is they're treating these guys like they're chumps, like they're one of the worst. They're getting
the book is getting killed.
The book is getting killed. And they're a damn good team. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be that high. But hey, man, I made some mistakes this week, and you said it—the month of October—and like I like that. Like I love home dogs. It even started with Tennessee and App State. My brain's not in the right spot. It doesn't help when nothing gets fixed, and I got a lot of other things going on. But bottom line is, I didn't think the Dodgers were going to lose this game today. But I learned one thing, Gabe, and you know, in the world today where everyone's betting, if 90% are on a side, I almost blindly want to be on the other side.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story. That's the moral, the moral of the story. Which, all right, let's move on then. Let's jump into Thursday Night Football, because this is going to be a big narrative game now. I don't know, man. There's a million games going on and events going on here. So, what's up with Nick Chubb? What's the latest with Nick Chubb here?
He's out.
He's out too, huh?
Yep.
Who's their running back now?
Good question.
Good question. I like that. No answer. Good question.
Yeah, ooh, no, ooh, no, there's no Hunt. There's no Chubb. Who's who's the third guy?
We're talking third string.
Falcon.
We're talking third string. Yeah, we're talking third string back now, because you're not going to see Hunt. You're not going to see Chubb in this game. Baker's out. You're basically now going to be down to D'Ernest Johnson and Demetric Felton, you know, at running back tomorrow for Cleveland. So tough sledding. D'Ernest Johnson's going to be the number one running back, obviously, because he actually has had some carries and he's had some reps for the Browns in the past. Not many.
Well,
he's got three.
You know what, guys?
He's got three carries.
Case Keenum is the same size as Baker Mayfield. He's ran the offense in Minnesota with the guys they have on their coaching staff there. To be honest with you, I think Baker Mayfield's been a train wreck this year. He can't make any type of throw. He's playing hurt. He's actually hurting his team by being hurt. I don't think it's any type of downgrade. If they had Nick Chubb going, that's another thing. I'd smash Cleveland tomorrow. They don't have a back, but I'll tell you one thing. I trust Case Keenum just as much. I'm glad. I hope people keep on betting Denver. I'll still take Cleveland. I worry about Von Miller and that pass rush against Cleveland's banged-up offensive line. Other than that, if they can get Keenum any type of protection, it's like a big game for Cleveland. I'll take the Browns. I got to be honest with you. I don't see any difference between him and Baker Mayfield. I actually think it's better because Mayfield makes so many damn mistakes and horrible throws.
I agree with you, Cam. I agree with you as far as the quarterback, Case Keenum. I think Case Keenum probably is a little better or whatever. They're the same, but you know what I mean. I agree as far as that's concerned. But the problem with Cleveland is, so if Nick Chubb's out, Odell Beckham is out, and, you know, to me, and then you get into Jarvis Landry, but then Wills and Conklin, and now Treader is injured as well.
The center's injured too. Like, that's 3/5 of the offensive line that may be down for the count and not playing on the field tomorrow night. That's a concern.
I can't take them. I can't take them if that's the problem. Like, if you got no running backs, you got no offensive line. I mean, Case Keenum is a sacrificial lamb. You know, he really is.
Now, how can you take Denver now when it was +6, +5 early in the week? Now it's 2-1.5. So you're in a tough spot if you haven't bet this game already. I think if you're sitting with Denver you know, from earlier in the week with a better number, you're in a really good situation. I don't think I'd want to back Denver at the plus one and a half, plus two now.
Who the hell took this game earlier in the week? It's a crap ass. Like, no one bet in this game, especially with all the injury problems. So, yeah, like you said, though, Cleveland's minus one and a half now. It's a pick 'em. Total's 40 and a half. I'll be taking the under in this game. I'll tell you what. There's a Denver Bronco teaser right there. Denver plus 8.5, under 47 and a half, Cam.
Agreed. I'll do a Cleveland one, too. I still think Cleveland wins the game by, like, 3 to 6 points. I think you do double teaser to the under. I know it's and soon you're going to get Cleveland. The game's probably going to land tomorrow. I think it's probably going to go off at Cleveland minus one. I think that seems to be a number that's pretty realistic. You get, yeah, Denver plus 8 on a 7-pointer and Cleveland plus 6. I don't think there's going to be any type of blowout. And I'm going to tell you, like, I'm actually looking forward to watch Cleveland without Baker Mayfield. I'm sick and tired of that guy. Guy's in every commercial. Going, it's like I'll respect him for playing hurt, but he's been horrible. Like the whole
yeah. Why is he in commercials? The thing is,
I don't get it.
Like he's never won. Like you've never won anything. You're not really marketable in the sense that you're annoying. You know what I mean? Like and his girlfriend. He doesn't like people ripping his girlfriend and stuff. Well, your girlfriend's in TV commercials with you. Like why? Who the hell are you? You guys like you? Know, you what you? Meghan Markle and Prince William here, whoever, Prince Harry, whatever his name is. I don't get it either. Like, you figure just, you know, you would just chill out and not want your face out there when you're kind of average right now. But I don't know. I think I like him better than you do, ironically enough, Cam. I'm not as anti-Baker as you are. I think he's played okay. But you see, as soon as things go bad in Cleveland, he's the one they're blaming. And, oh, yeah, by the way...
It's not just that, Morenci. It's like, and I talked to Pozzola about this on the show that I do with him. It's like, everyone thinks this Cleveland coaching staff are a bunch of brainiacs. Actually, I'll beg to differ. I think they get an F on the report card. They've one of the best running backs in the world in Nick Chubb. They beat the crap out of teams for a while, and then they put the ball in Baker's hands, and he makes mistakes. It's actually a stupid game plan. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out when you have two of the best running backs in Hunt and Chubb, you pound them and then open things up. Too many trick plays, too much BS, and these guys... They get cute. The Cleveland Browns are not a cute football team. They're a type of team that's got to smash you, punch you in the face, and they'll be effective. I think their coaching staff's done a horrible job this year. Horrible.
Yeah, Cam, and to your point, Cam, Pro Football Focus, all these other sites say their offensive line the last couple of years, it's been a better run-blocking offensive line than pass protection offensive line. All the more reason to run the football more often.
I don't get it.
I can't argue, but the problem is their defense is getting gashed all the time now. Right, yeah. So their defense isn't very good, so they find themselves, look, dude, like, how are they going to run the ball? They're in these track meet games. I guess they could. You look, Tennessee does, but I can't disagree. Stefanski seems a little rattled this year. That game against the Chargers, they could have iced it, and for whatever reason, they were throwing the ball late, and it kept on stopping the clock, and Baker was rattled. I think the best thing about Baker, the best thing you can say about Baker, I don't mean in a good way, but he needs everything to be perfect around him, right? It's very Jared Goff-ish, right? It's like, yeah, if everything's perfect and stuff and you protect him and everything's perfect, he'll make the throw. But as soon as, like, you know, he's got to do it on his own, that's the same thing with Baker Mayfield, right? You know, he can't roll out. He's not very big. Passes get batted down. But I think Cleveland are just imploding. And it sucks for all three of us because I think we all bet him to win a division, right? Wasn't my biggest bet in the NFL, but I am disappointed in the Browns right now. And I think they're staring at 3-4. I think they're going to lose tomorrow, Babano.
It's just absolutely insane. I mean, you're talking about two receivers as well. Landry and Beckham are banged up, and Njoku. You're looking at some defensive players, too. That's the one thing that concerns me about the under. I mean, Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams in the secondary are questionable. Owusu-Koramoah, a lot of people thought he's going to be an up-and-coming big-time linebacker for this team, is now out with an ankle injury for Cleveland as well. So it's some key players on the defensive side of the football, in addition to skill position weapons, in addition to the offensive line. So,
well, it's not just about injuries, but battles. They just suck. That's the problem. Like, I get they have injuries, but they're just not very good. Their defense doesn't make plays when they have to. And they haven't all year long. They didn't against Kansas City. They didn't against the Chargers. They didn't last week. Once again against Arizona. Arizona just sort of punked them, right? Arizona did whatever the hell they wanted to do. It was like, all right, we're going to run the ball. We're going to throw the ball. We're going to throw deep. We're going to throw short. You know, Cleveland are just sort of unraveling right now. I think they take it tomorrow, though. I think, like, they sort of... I think Cleveland know they're going to lose and are going to accept it. They got a bunch of division games coming up. We had Brent Sobleski on last night. He's close with the Browns, and he was talking about how they're just so injured, and it's a short week. What can you do, right? I think they're going to sacrifice the game, know they're going to lose the game, and then just, you know, try to get healthy in the next 10 days.
And it's a big one next week, home to Pittsburgh. So there might be some
there it is. More on the other side with Kevin the Band. I'll bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. All right, Cam, so we'll get you out of here in a minute or two. Me and Battle will hit some football games. I guess it's time to regroup once again. It's been a hell of a five-day run here. These games are frustrating. Bad beats, bad picks, bad calls. Like, just, it's sort of compounding. And it's like everything. We talk about play calling, gambling. You see it with coaches. You see it with teams. They get on tilt. You're on tilt, it's tilt, and it just is what it is. Whatever play call, whatever pitcher, whatever decision you make, you hit the ball at someone. Look at the Dodgers tonight. How many damn times, Cam, did you see the Dodgers hit a ball that was literally like 6 inches from being a home run? Like, it was over and over. It was like, dear God, like, really? Like, I don't know. The baseball gods, I don't know. They weren't kind. But I heard Steven Tyler say it. That's where I tweeted it out. But I got the line from Steve Tyler. I'm sure he stole it from someone else. But he said, you know, sometimes you're the sometimes you're the pigeon, sometimes you're the statue.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, today I was the statue. And for those of you...
Yeah, we were the pigeon for a long time, but it feels more...
You want to be the pigeon.
Recently.
Yeah, you want to be the pigeon. Because the saying means, like, the pigeon...
I understand.
I'm out for people. Some people tuning in are slow. So
they don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I got it. Yeah.
On the statue.
Exactly.
They don't understand that these guys need help. Wow. Go to DeBry.
Wow. Well, you kind of know. Well, yes. So, yeah. Basically, you're the statue getting crapped on all day, or you're the pigeon flying majestically over. And I swear to God, Mike Cardano agrees with me on this. And this is I stand by this. I still don't understand how there's not one sports team called the Pigeons.
Well, I got no problem with pigeons. They're fine.
How the hell is there not a sports team called the Pigeons? There's every other stupid name and bird and everything. You tell the pigeons are tough, resilient. And I don't want to hear, oh, pigeons are dirty. What, pigs aren't? The Hogs? Come on.
Yeah, the Razorbacks, Big Suey. Yeah,
Razorbacks.
We got Razorbacks.
Anteaters.
I agree. We have like a name for everything now.
Pigs are pretty clean. Pigs are pretty clean. They clean themselves. But anyway, this is an animal farm. We're not going to get into it.
Pigeons. The Pittsburgh Pigeons. Thanks, Cam.
Later, buddy.
Bring it.